573.
Today's show, journalist Mike McCullough will again fill in for me this week, as he did last week with a documentary produced in Abbotsford, British Columbia. We'll be meeting with the musician Shamir Virgo, a singer-songwriter from Surrey, BC, who's enjoying some success. His song, Roses, has more than 1.7 million listens on Spotify and SoundCloud.
One of the first songs that he showed me that he wrote was a song called Roses. The first line, it's just a killer line. It goes, heartache covered in roses. You know, like, what a way to start a song. And then, boom, you're hooked. You're drawn right in.
Mike McCullough, who will spend this half hour with Virgo, as well as with some of his friends and mentors.
The first day we met, we ended up just writing Roses.
Yeah, we kind of like built off of it.
I don't know, it just came out naturally.
And then we're writing the song back and forth, had it on a loop.
When it came time to write the chords for Roses, then I was like, you know what? Let's apply some of the jazz harmony that we're learning. You know, after a few more writing sessions, we had a finished song between the two of us, and it came up fairly easily.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Keep going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. I got sick of the sorrow, but I want to see you tomorrow.
With Shamir, we kind of go back and forth with this song since the last show even.
Yeah.
And it's been one of those fun spots for us. For sure.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I enjoy it. But yeah, keeps me going.
You are on the air with Viewpoints. Listen to all our stories on frequencynews.ca.
Greetings, nice to have you with us. My name is Boris Chassaigne. Shamir Virgo is a 23-year-old rhythm and blues recording artist and songwriter from Surrey, BC, who, when he's not attending class at the University of the Fraser Valley, has recently been wowing crowds and gaining a fan base performing around the Lower Mainland. Virgo is enjoying some early success with The Algorithm, one of his first songs, a track called Roses, which he wrote with friend Amir Kuro, has more than 1.7 million listens on Spotify and SoundCloud. In this brief look at one of Canada's exciting new artists, Mike McCullough in Abbotsford caught up with Shamir and some of Shamir's friends, collaborators, and one-time mentor. Here's Mike McCullough.
This is Shamir Virgo.
Heartache covered in roses. I'm done trying to control it. I'm waiting for you to see.
I genuinely just really love, I have a really great big love for music.
But I'd rather be with you than in my dreams.
Very blessed. Very blessed to be here right now and to be able to express and share my art in the way that I do. Yeah, thank you.
His likability was infectious. Everybody loved him. We could keep it
real. He is so thoughtful and he is so sweet. When I can see your smile. It's great to know someone as awesome and talented as him. You smile again. But also have him as a really, really close friend.
Shamir was the complete package.
I'm waiting for you to see.
He has dope music.
Music for him is part of a thread in the tapestry of developing a community.
Community is very important, not just with music, but just in general. It's very important for just us as humans.
Heartache covered in roses.
Roses by Shamir Virgo and Amir Kuro. Yeah, Shamir told me that was the second song he ever wrote. And we'll get into that and much more in a conversation with Shamir on this edition of Viewpoints, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. I met with Shamir at CIVL Studios in the Student Union Building of the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus. So nice to meet you, Shamir.
Nice to meet you, too.
That was the first of three meetups I had with Shamir over the course of about a week. The second was when Shamir and guitarist Elijah Williams welcomed me to a park in Surrey to see and hear their rehearsal for an upcoming show.
You got the list. Whoa.
I know.
In our interview, Shamir speaks about how much a collective he's part of called Couch Jams Collective offers him a sense of community. I was able to visit with Shamir in Vancouver and meet about a dozen plus people affiliated with Couch Jams. gathered after a performance in the Mount Pleasant area. And Shamir, you know, he took the time to one by one introduce me to each and everyone there. And although I didn't record any interviews that night, I did come away with an impression of a young man who, for as musically talented as Shamir is, he is equal parts kind, thoughtful, and generous. An opinion shared, by the way, by Shamir's former high school musical theater teacher, John Harris, and ditto those sentiments from friend and musical collaborator, Amir. All right, let's get to know Shamir Virgo. This track is apropos, as it was the first song Shamir wrote. It's 2019's Faded Love.
I think I was always, like, involved in music, like, growing up. So, like, when I was younger, I used to sing in church. We used to have like a children's choir that I would like sing at, and we would just like be doing like different arrangements of different songs, and then we would go and like perform them for like Saturday church or like just performances, like concerts that we would host. And then like in high school I did some like musical theater, and then also just kind of dabbled in music, so I've always been around it. Somewhere along the lines of like end of high school, I was like, wow, like I really love music, I really enjoy and embody like all that I want to be when I'm around music, so like why don't I like create something, you know? Teacher, Mr. Harris, he was the one that kind of like fostered that growth. He was the one that pushed me forward and was like, hey, you should continue to do this, you should continue to, you know, pursue music, you sound great, this is something that like not a lot of people are able to do or able to like even stick with or even have the drive to stick with, and if you love it so much then you should continue to do it. Yeah,
I thought back in those days, I don't know where his future is going to take him, but I really, really hope that he pursues this gift. And he has.
Mr. Harris, if it wasn't for him, I'd say I probably wouldn't be doing this right now.
To be able to be a part, be a small little, tiny little building block in the life of a student like that is a great honor. And it gives a meaning and a purpose to how you've spent your life in a way that's incredibly gratifying. My name's John Harris. I taught Shamir at a Langley public school. It was called the UConnect Education Center. It was actually in three different locations, but Shamir participated in two of them, I think.
This was at Lochiel UConnect, so out in Langley.
Shamir showed right from the get-go tremendous musical aptitude.
I feel I just fell in love with you like a song on the radio.
He was a dream to work with as a musical theater teacher. I find that it's very difficult to get a blend of skills where a student can act and sing well. And Shamir was, right from the beginning, the complete package.
Are you different? Feels different.
The thing that really struck me musically was that not only did he have the musical skills, he had just excellent pitch and phenomenal ability to learn music quickly.
Case in point, here's Shamir with Elijah working out Emmanuel's Need You.
I feel I need you to breathe. Yeah. I feel I need you to breathe.
His voice was a mixture between this soothing melodic sound with some bite if he needed it. Really unusually beautiful tonal qualities in his voice.
For me, it started out as just wanting to like do something that I enjoyed, and music being the thing that I really, really did enjoy. I was like, well, I really want to dive headfirst into this. And so I didn't really know what that looked like, you know, and like what I had to do to grow at that point. But over now, looking back over the years, because of my like love for music and wanting to like get better and know more about it, it sort of became the driving force that led me to like want to do better and want to know more and want to improve my craft and as a singer, as well as just like a musician as well, because I also play guitar, and so yeah, it just really drove me to do better and want to know more. I think at that point I had just started dabbling in terms of just like songwriting, just putting things together here and there. I think I had like made my first single at that point, and then I had just shown him some of the stuff that I had done, because it's just like, you know, you were around music, like not a lot of people at that time in my life were musicians or really understood or cared to understand like music in general. So I was just like, okay, like this is something that I've done, like what do you think, what are your thoughts, you know?
One of the first songs that he showed me that he wrote was a song called Roses. The first line, just a killer line, it goes, heartache covered in roses. Like what a perfect tension between some of the nicer parts of love and the inevitable challenges of love. You know, like he in a couple of words, he paints a picture that like a paradoxical cognitive dissonance that, you know, like what a way to start a song. And then boom, you're hooked. You're drawn right in.
Good friend of mine, Amir Koro, he also makes music as well. He was the one that actually like put all of the or most of the instrumentation together in terms of like the arrangement. I was just looking for people to work with in terms of like musicality, because at that point I didn't know anybody around me really who did music or knew about music. And so I was just asking around, and one of my friends Jay, who I had played with at church, he had connected me to Amir. He was like, yeah, like my friend Amir, he also makes music, like you guys should connect.
What's really interesting actually is that Shamir and I have mutual friends through church. So the same friends that I grew up playing with at church are also the ones that he knows.
I shot him a message.
He first sent me an Instagram DM.
And like asked if he would be free to, I guess, meet up and like talk about, you know, our musical experiences, and he responded.
And so it was a really, really natural connection.
Kind of started from there and just continued to talk, and then
he asked, hey, do you want to get together and perhaps work on some music? And so I said, yeah, absolutely, would love to.
That led down the road of being able to like jam and just sing with him. And
given that we were both, you know, at that time in the same, you know, kind of in the same communities, kind of like going to the same things, listening to the same music, it just felt very natural to infuse that into our own styles.
Yeah, that's how it started.
He was a really, really nice guy, so it was a no-brainer to me, you know, to go and collaborate together and have fun. The first day we met, we ended up just writing Roses.
Yeah, we kind of like built off of it.
I don't know, it just came out naturally.
And then we're writing the song back and forth, had it on a loop.
When it came time to write the chords for Roses, I was still studying actually at Capilano, and I was at Capilano's jazz program. And I was like, you know what? Let's apply some of the jazz harmony that we're learning. Let's put it on a song. And, you know, after a few more writing sessions, we had a finished song between the two of us, and it came up fairly easily. He also takes initiative really well. If there's something that he wants to get done and he's like, I'll write the verse and get back to you, he will do it. The entire second verse of Roses was written entirely by him after our first session. I was like, oh, we're missing a second verse. And he said, sure, I'll write it. And so then he just came back to me the next week and then said, all right, done. And I was like, this is great.
And then after the song was finished, we went and outsourced like different musicians that would be able to uplift the track and uplift the song better than we knew how to.
And the rest is history.
Today, between Spotify and SoundCloud plays, Roses has been listened to somewhere around 1.7 million times. And back at the park rehearsal, the song has continued to take on a life of its own.
I got sick of the sorrow, but I want to see you tomorrow.
With Shamir, we kind of go back and forth with this song since the last show even.
Yeah.
And it's been one of those fun spots for us. For sure.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I enjoy it. But yeah. Keeps me going.
That was a spicy one. That's okay. Soul sounded nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good.
Keep it simple, keep it clean. Yes, what you said. I'm Elijah. I'm the guitarist accompanying Shamir.
We're locking in.
Yeah. How did it feel?
Good.
Yeah. Anything that you're like...
Later on, if we have time, we can kind of run through
later,
it again.
After?
Cool. I can clean it.
Hey, it's Shamir Virgo, and you're listening to Viewpoints.
Real. Okay, cool. We're more than halfway through already. Can you believe that? We're doing pretty well for time.
His likability was infectious. Everybody loved him, and he was... There's an authenticity, a transparency, an intelligence, and this one's really important. He tunes in to other people, and he will immediately establish strong empathetic bonds. He can get right inside your soul. He was just a part of everybody's heart, you know, like everybody's heart just opened to him.
Shamir is incredibly easy to work with. He is so thoughtful, and he is so sweet, and he is so generous, and I think the things that make him a great friend are also what make him a great collaborator, because he's also not afraid to be like just fully honest and say, that wasn't, I'm not feeling that. Yeah, no, let's not do that. He is great to work with, and he can also hold his own solo.
Shout out to Amir. You know, yeah. It was a great experience working with him. He's a very, very, very talented and accomplished musician as well as artist. Yeah.
Hopefully I'll see him next spring or summer. We'll see if we can cook up some music together. And, but most importantly, just have a good time. I haven't seen him in 2 years, so that's long overdue.
He's going to school in Berkeley now, so he's pursuing his own path musically, which is great. Love that for him.
I'm literally at Berkeley right now, actually.
Amir, love you very much. I miss you. We'll connect soon. We'll connect very, very soon.
Shamir would submit those first two tracks of his, Faded Love and Roses, to the CIVL Radio presented Fraser Valley Music Awards in 2020, winning the award for excellence by a BIMPOC artist, that's Black, Indigenous, Mixed, Race, or Person of Color.
Thank you so much to everybody that's been able to support me and my music, and just be there to support me as a person of color. I just really appreciate receiving this award, and it really means a lot that I've come so far in the little time that I've been making music.
Shamir would go on to win first runner-up in the Dakota Leslie fan vote in that same awards broadcast, and station manager Aaron Levy gave him a call.
Yeah, we're giving you $2,100. Shamir, do you have any plans of what you're going to do with this money?
Oh my, I think I'm just going to reinvest it and keep on working, keep on doing the same thing I've been doing, and just continue my journey of music. This is just really crazy. Oh my.
Through that, I was able to meet a lot of really great people and then gain more opportunities that way. It's been through connections through like Civil or like the UFE campus. It's been opportunities like that, just meeting people and being on campus.
And while Shamir is sure to continue creating memories on campus at UFV while he completes a Bachelor of Arts majoring in communications, his quest to build his career often leads him to Vancouver.
That's where most of the opportunities are, you know, and that's just like how it is. And it's like you have to get up and go where the money is, essentially, if that's like what you are doing to like make a living. A lot of the people I am working with and or collaborating with now, I met through the collective I'm also a part of and work with, Couch Jams Collective. And I had met the founder of Couch Jams, Matthew Yang. We actually met through Amir. So Amir and Matt, I believe, went to school together at Capilano University, and then I guess we had started talking from there and then just continued to be in touch. It started out as literally like an open mic or like a jam at Matt's house, and then through that we built Couch Jams into like a collective where people can come together and collaborate and grow and just, you know, experience just different art by other people that look like us. Our open mic series operates out of the Vancouver Black Library, so out in Chinatown at the Sunwa Center. Every month, we usually host a open mic, and so BIPOC people can come, put their name down, and sign up to perform, and then they're also accompanied by musicians who also sign up to come play for them, and it's a great space to be able to like show your art to a group of people who you might not know for the first time. We use our platform to be able to promote and uplift queer and BIPOC artists out in the city, so giving them like a space to be able to like perform, but not only like just perform their music, but then give them an arrangement and then pay all the musicians for their work. Because I feel like the music scene in Vancouver especially is very like lacking, so there's not a lot of community, there's not a lot of places that you can go to connect with musicians and artists and creatives that also indulge in the same type of work that we do.
And just trying to reduce all of these memories I have of all of the musicals we did into, you know, kind of a short summation to, you know, capture the essence of this wonderful young man. Music for him is more than a craft. It's more than just doing, excelling at performing. It's more than just writing good songs. Music for him is just a thread, part of a thread in the tapestry of developing a community.
It's become like a very integral thing for me because I really stand behind community, and I really love that Couch Jams is able to offer that to so many people.
The music's important, but it's not the main thing. It's a thread that that will tie together a community of people that enjoy each other and bond with each other. That's what it is. That captures what he's all about.
Community is very important, not just with music, but just in general. It's very important for just us as humans. And I feel like a lot of people want community in Vancouver, but that's something that we don't have a lot of here, you know? And so I think it's very important because community is literally like, if you have a community around you, if you're going through a tough time, you're able to lean on that community for support in those times that you might not be able to do things like on your own. And it's very important for you to be able to like have people to like maybe bounce ideas off of. Yeah, that's what I think. It's very important to have community. That's why we started Couch Jams, because we want to be able to bring all the BIPOC people together so that we can like experience and be a part of a community that didn't exist until, you know, me being from here. I feel like it hasn't separated me from like my culture, but I feel like it's distanced my closeness to it. So like I got family. My family's from Jamaica. I was born here, so I'm Jamaican originally. But I haven't spent very much time there. So in terms of like my music and like that whole aspect, they're really known for like their reggae music, Bob Marley, the Wailers, all of those, you know, that different style of music. None of my music sounds like that. And it's interesting because I feel like also in growing up here and not having like a bunch of, like I have family here, but in terms of just like musicality and being around like that genre of music, I'm very like distanced from it. I would love to experience it more, but in terms of just like my accessibility to that, it's been very limited, you know? So I think in terms of like my experience in that and my identity as an artist, it's almost been like, it's been very internalized. And so like a lot of the things that I feel in terms of like my music and how I should sound, it's not only like the outside, but a lot of how I feel towards myself, like, oh, should I be indulging in this type of music because this is who I am? But then also it's like, if I didn't grow up around it, you know, what am I supposed to do, you know? So it's not like I can just, you know, go and, you know, do it now that I know like this is who I am. It's just a little bit, it's more deeper than that. With my skin being such like the first thing people see, it's important for me to know what gravity and what effect that I might have on people when they see and hear me. And so just being able to understand like that aspect, as well as also like what other people that look like me have done. But I also think that it's important to also realize that people are people, and that just because I am a black artist doesn't mean that I make a certain type of music or sound a certain type of way, despite what is shown through social media in terms of just how artists now are marketed to be, especially people who look like me.
Shamir insists that his love, his passion for music is the primary driving force motivating him, not dreams of fame and fortune.
Honestly, I think that's the issue. I think a lot of artists like want to be big, and that's why they want to be artists. I think for me, like I genuinely just really love I have a really great big love for music. Like, I just, even if I'm not being paid for it, I'm not saying I don't want to be paid for it, but even if I'm not paid for like what I am able to create, like I think the grounding thing for me with like sharing my music, my thing is that like as long as I'm able to touch something in the person hearing my songs, I am happy. I'm sold. That's all I need to feel, you know, blessed.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm in a much better place than I was like earlier this year, for sure. I actually had like a bit of a like a car accident. There's a lot that I feel like could have gone wrong, and the fact that I'm here to be able to speak my truth is a testament to how blessed I am.
Let's have another sample of Shamir's music. Here's part of his latest single, I Don't Need You. Waiting.
Why couldn't I leave it behind, staying? That was the last song I was able to work on with Amir before he left to go to Berkeley.
I produced that song in collaboration with another really great producer, Gabe Yaron.
We had finished it a couple years ago.
It's representative of a certain period in time for the two of us.
We were both like going through some things at that point.
I'm very proud of what we were able to make.
Very proud, very happy to be able to point people to it when they ask about my music. I don't need you
anymore. He gets it.
There are some individuals that are destined to make the world a better place, and he's one of them.
Who he appears as in his songs is exactly who he is as a person. And I just can't wait for the rest of the world to get to know that.
For Viewpoints and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Mike McCullough.
So thanks so much to Mike McCullough and his many guests for filling in for us this week. A great documentary again. Thanks to all our journalists who took over the show for me over the past weeks with original and beautiful documentaries. Jules Bugiel in Montreal, Quebec. And to our BC journalists, Pamela Hassan and Smithers, as well as Mike McCullough in Abbotsford, please come back anytime. To our national editors who help coordinate production, Victoria Fenner and Maureen McEwen, merci. Viewpoints is brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative. If you want to get in touch with us, please write. Our email is radio@frequencynews.ca. Okay, that's it for us this week. And until the next,
you heard
ciao.
Me twice, and I'm on my last excuse. And though it's crazy, maybe it's not your intention. But what if maybe the problem is you? And I say, I don't need you anymore. I don't need you. No, 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 no. All out of patience. I'm all out of love to give you now. I don't need you. I don't need you anymore. I said waiting. Not anymore. Foot out the door. I'm saying. I ran out of room for you. Cause every time you hold me once, you hurt me twice. And I made my last excuse. And though it's crazy, maybe it's not your intention. But no more maybes. I know the problem is you. And I say, so I don't need you anymore. So I don't need you. No, 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 no. All out of patience. I'm all out of love to give you now. I don't need you. I don't need you anymore.
Questions or comments? Our email is radio@frequencynews.ca. radio@frequencynews.ca.
Going down and set it straight. When all is said and done, it ain't about you. But the picture's already complete without you. Without. And I say, so I don't need you. I don't need anymore. So I don't need you. No, 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 no. All out of patience. I'm all out of love to give you now. I
you now. I don't need you, I don't need you anymore. I don't need you, I don't need you anymore.